Hello and welcome to Global Talk. This is Mark.
And this is Janice.
Today we're taking a look at to pet or not to pet. Our article focuses on the issue of exotic and rare animals, specifically tigers, that are being kept as pets. While it may be a bit surprising, there are currently over 5,000 tigers being kept as pets in the United States alone. But in the wild, in the nature areas where you would find a tiger, there are actually only about 4,000 of them remaining out there. So there's more of them being kept by people than there are in nature. It may sound like the tigers kept in the United States are part of an effort to keep the animals safe, but it's actually not what's happening. There are less than 500 of those tigers, so 10% or less, that are being kept in real zoos, or they're being housed in places that the government has said is okay for a tiger. The rest are being used as tourist attractions or for other purposes, like magic shows, and they often live in crowded cages where they don't get proper care. A television show that was put together by Netflix was called Tiger King, and on the show they discuss the issues and the people who are involved in the illegal wildcat business. One of the truly memorable parts of the show actually looks into how the zoos find enough food for all of the tigers, as well as keeping the visitors and the staff safe. On the show, they talk about getting old and expired meat from the local grocery stores, and there's actually an incident where one of the staff members gets injured by one of the tigers because they were hungry. The show raised a lot of attention to the issues about raising tigers for showing them off or for petting them. And so it's actually something where people realized that if you could put them in captivity, if you put them in a zoo, they can be kept safe. But if you keep them in these sort of like illegal areas, it's actually not as good as if you had just not done that at all. And so it's let people think twice. They've reconsidered if they should be taking pictures with those adorable little baby tigers.
今天的文章主题就是谈到了就是饲养大型的野生动物的议题，还有就是它的伦理标准。那因为就是在美国超过5000只的就是老虎被饲养，但是可能大家就觉得被饲养感觉是一个很安全的地方，但是其实不是，因为它可能就是只有5%或是到10%的老虎是居住在合格的动物园里面。那有这些大型的野生动物，包括像是老虎啊豹啊之类的，它可能就会被当作是一些旅游的，就是一些吸引旅游观光客的一个吸引的地方，或者是它会用在像是魔术秀里面。那就是 Netflix 在今年就是推出了一个纪录片的影集，叫做《养虎为患》（Tiger King）， 它就是把这些议题就是讲出来，像是动物园里面它可能要找一些足够的食物给饲养这些大型的动物，像是老虎，但是可能就是可能经费不够，或者是就是有一些老虎它可能比较凶猛，所以它可能还是会咬伤一些饲养员。那可能大家都觉得就是小老虎很可爱，但是它长大之后其实也就是另外一个议题。